Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Big Brother fans, to the Manic Monday show hosted by the Portuguese Princess, Miss Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. And tonight, she's bringing you yet another epic show with a very special guest, a very sweet Southern Belle from Big Brother 3, Amy Cruz Olette, will be here from Big Brother 3 to talk to us. And we'll find out what she's been up to lately, and we'll find out what her thoughts are on Big Brother 15, too. Today is August 26, 2013, so if today is your birthday or your anniversary, happy, happy to you. On air with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota, and my name is Cherry Garcia. We'll be your co-host for the show. Let's say hi to Paul and bring him. And then we'll bring up our host for the show. Paul, what are you doing up there in Minnesota? I hear it's hot up there.
It is indeed. I was just saying before we came on that we're breaking some 65-year-old record heats, and it's going to be around a while. With temperatures in the 90s, our dew points are up in the 70s, but I just stay inside and avoid the uncomfortable. Keep my air conditioning on. You mentioned birthdays. We can say someone specifically. This past Saturday was John Crocker's birthday. So, happy birthday to John.
Aw, happy birthday, John. You know, we're having the same kind of weather here in St. Louis, so you're not alone. Scorcher here in St. Louis as well, and we're going to have those same temperatures all week long. Just the air mass is horrible, and the air is just so horrible, it's actually keeping all of the pollution down low, and they're saying that our air is going to be horrible to breathe. It's just going to be one of those weeks where you want to stay inside and not go outside at all if you can help it.
Just don't breathe. Wait a minute.
Just don't breathe, yeah. Let's see how it is over on the East Coast. Let's bring up the beautiful host of our show, Miss Michelle Costa, and see how she's doing. Michelle, how are you?
What's up, Terry? What's up, Paul? What's up, everybody out there listening to Manic Monday? It's your girl, the Portuguese Princess. And you know what? I wish I was as hot as Cherry and Paul right now. I don't know. Kind of sounds sticky, but I like it, that weather. I mean, over here, it's kind of like, you know, in the 80s, the dew point's rather low for here, and it's kind of like fallish. I don't like it. So can you guys send some weather my way, please?
We normally
just get
do
on a plane and come visit me, Michelle.
I could do that, yeah. But
yeah.
I'm all over the place, obviously.
You can come help me with my new house. You know, we're getting our floors in now. Next week we'll be bringing our new furniture in, and I could use the help.
So exciting to hear, Cherry. I know that we've all been on this roller coaster ride with you, and it's so great to hear that everything's falling into place, you know. So, you know, congrats on that, babe.
So you're back home, Michelle?
Yes, I'm finally back home, you guys. I'm doing this show live from Rhode Island, New York. I was supposed to be there this week, but things changed at the last minute, so I'm back home, which is good. Mama Casa is happy.
Did you get to see anybody when you were in New York or just work?
You know, I talked to a lot of people who really dropped the ball, but I'm not going to call them out, but everybody from New York. But... it's
dropping the ball on you, huh?
No, this is the thing, though. Like, I got to understand, they don't have public transportation. Like, they needed to take, like, 30 trains to get to me or vice versa, and it just didn't work out. But I got to talk to them at least, you know, so I don't even care. I'm just happy to have talked to them. And they shared their love, and they were very upset not to be able to hang out. And I can't go and, make them disrupt their life, too. Like, it's not like we're just a little bit away. I was like at least an hour away from everybody. And
yeah,
that's
quite on a very convenient
that's without
location.
New York traffic. You know what I mean?
Right. You said you weren't in a real great location when you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't somewhere they wanted to hurry up to, and I don't blame them. So I really don't. But, you know, I made the best of it, and I made some great new friends through my company that I would have probably never met. And it's funny, today they sent me messages like, it sucks without you. Like, we want to come kidnap you. I'm like, oh. So it's nice because I made some good friends, and they all have Big Brother fans. They didn't even realize it was me because of my without my curly hair. The next day I come to work, and they both show me their iPhone. One shows me the fact that they can't become my friend on Facebook, and they were like, why? And then the other one has a picture of me and my curly hair with the picture that I had on Big Brother. Whenever you bring it up, it's the first one. And I thought it was so funny. I was like, oh, my God. So it's embarrassing, but it was funny and cool at the same time. But anyway, Cherry, I do want to ask you this because we do have Amy, the Queen Bee, calling in a little bit. But can you talk quick about Kentucky? Because I wasn't able, you know, to listen due to being, you know, in New York, and I'm sure everybody wants to hear how much fun you had.
Kentucky was amazing. We were at the Urban Stampede. It was a charity event put on by Mary and David Conley of The Amazing Race, seasons 10 and 11, second annual event, and they doubled the amount of teams that they had last year, and it was just an absolute blast. They did just so much as far as having everything in place and so many events ready, you know, for everybody there to go to. The hotel is amazing. And the actual run itself was just amazing. They all said that there was different parts of it that were a little bit harder than last year. Some said that, you know, there were parts of it that, you know, were kind of the same, but some of it was a little bit harder, a little bit more walking or running. But everybody had such a great time, and I just can't say enough about it. They just put on such a wonderful event. And, you know, Danielle from Big Brother 14 was there. That was one of the first times I've seen her out at, you know, one of the
events.
Were
you able to talk to her for a little bit?
Yes, we actually went to the state fair together. And, you know, we did a few things together, and it was very nice meeting her. She's a sweetheart. Really enjoyed meeting her, and she got to run with Michael Stuckey, who's just a huge fan of
reality
shows. Oh,
yeah, he sent me a picture of them together.
Right, right. And so it was just a wonderful event. I had a great day for it, and everybody there just had a wonderful time. Chris and Lori Daughtry were there. He's a Survivor winner. Him and his wife ran the race. There was actually even some of the, I'm going to forget now. My brain.
It's all right, Terry.
One of the new shows on CMT. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm forgetting this now.
It'll come to you. It'll come to you at like in the middle of the show.
It will.
Just blurt it out when it happens. Well, it sounds like you had fun. And you and Rich deserve to go and have a good time.
We had such a great time. We drove there, and it was, you know, it's only like a 4.5-hour drive. And it was really, yes, thank you, Shaitan Joe, Redneck Island people.
Oh, good.
They were there, and there was three of them, and they were so sweet, and I think we're going to be having them call in. So we've never had the Redneck Island people call in before, and, yes, I am very, very tired. Thank you. I haven't had much sleep since getting back home. We have so much going on. We have, you know, flooring people and furniture people, and we have to go and get a faucet before people come over to map out our granite countertops tomorrow morning. So we're trying to find a faucet, and it's just like crazy around here. So I've had very little sleep, so I apologize for having a brain fart there. But it was so nice meeting
these
people that you haven't met, you know, before at these events. And Danielle was just a doll. She sat and signed photos and autographs and was just so sweet to the fans. And I actually heard that she was running behind somebody who had diabetes and her sugar was getting low. And Danielle said, you know, I don't care if I finish this race. If you have to, you know, stop racing because your sugar drops down, I will stop the race with you. You're more important than this race is. And she was actually taking care of somebody while she's racing. You know, she's a nurse. So, you know, she's out there helping someone along while she's racing. And I thought that was very sweet. Yeah, it was just very exciting seeing these people come through the finish line. We saw one couple that raced with three little girls, 7, 8, and 9 years old. How special is that, you know? I mean,
and they all ran in it?
Yes, they all ran in the race.
That's so cute.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, so, the whole family finished?
Yes, they all finished.
That's fantastic.
It was just adorable. So, but we do have your special guest on the switchboard.
Ooh,
so I'll stop talking about Kentucky.
I'm so excited because I love having queens on here. I'm a princess, but a queen.
I know. We have a princess and a queen on the air. Let's bring her up without further ado.
Tonight.
Amy, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're on air with Michelle Costa. How are you?
Hey, it's royalty night.
Oh, my gosh. Amy, it is. It's the princess and the queen together. Can you believe it back again?
I know.
It's been
so
long.
It's so funny. I just told my husband that earlier. I was like, well, I have to go on Princess's show, and I'm the queen, so it's going to be really cool.
Yes.
Hey, I want to ask this question right off the bat. Have you seen each other since the backyard in BB10? Because you popped into Michelle's house, right?
I did pop in, and no. And, Michelle, why didn't you come? You need to come to the little thing in celebration. It was amazing.
Oh, my God, I would love to go, but I've never been invited. I've been invited to everything but that.
This was my first year, and I'll talk to the guy who got me invited because it is so much fun. We had a wonderful time. I got to meet so many people. We raised over $50,000 for Give Kids the World, which is an amazing, I just fell in love. It's where, like, they partner with over 300 different organizations and charities so that, like, Make-A-Wish kids, when they go to Orlando, to Disney or Universal, they stay at the Give Kids the World village. And it's the neatest little storybook village with ice cream castle, and they have a Christmas parade on Thursday nights with Santa Claus, and on Monday nights they do Halloween. So it's just such a wonderful, wonderful charity. And it was so much fun. Like, I got to meet so many Big Brother people I'd never met before.
Oh, I would totally do it. And they kept telling me that the guy that runs it has been trying to get in touch with me. But I guess because I have a glitch in my Facebook for like 4 years. Like, nobody can be my friend, so they can't send me messages or whatever.
Well,
and I'm like,
send me your email address or something, and I'll forward it to him.
Okay, yeah, great. But that's going to be next year, so I'm going to send it to you, and then,
yes,
you know, if you even hold on to it, whatever, get in touch with me. But it sounds like such a great event. Everybody comes back, and they talk so great about it, and I love to hear that because that's what, you know, we like to do. We like to do events that, you know, it really gives back, and $50,000, that's awesome.
It was. I was so impressed. Everybody worked so hard. And the crew, the people who put the event on, the volunteers, they work endless hours to make sure that everything is in place and everyone has a good time. And it's really neat. They had all the Big Brother people, like, sitting at these long tables. So we were all grouped together. And it was absolutely hilarious. We had such a good time. And the fans.
Who was your favorite person to see? Like, who was your favorite Big Brother person to see?
Let's see. I have to say that there were a couple. I was happy to meet Frank because we're from the same small county. And so it was really cool because we, like, knew the same area. I knew where he lived. Like, we knew, you know, the same people and the same roads. And, you know,
oh,
so
that's
it was kind of
cool.
To talk. And I was like, you know, I know so-and-so. She used to babysit you, you know. And so that was neat. And then I really enjoyed Dick. He was actually a really neat guy. We had fun. I met Rachel and Brendan, and I was surprised because when I watched them on the show, in person, they're just two of the absolute sweetest people. And I guess I just really wasn't expecting them to be so, just, they seem so sincere.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting that at all, but they were really, really nice. And but I have to say, I was sitting at a table between Dick and Rachel said, do y'all think my sister's a floater? And Dick said, no, your sister's not a floater. She's just a shitty Big Brother player.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to crawl under the table. Please don't do this, Nick. But, you know, he's always going to tell his opinion. It was a funny situation to be sitting in the middle of that, you know.
That's hilarious. That must have been pretty over, like, because I know you're a huge Big Brother fan. And, you know, and watching it after this many years, do you still get this? Because I still get the same feeling, like, they're sitting in my house, sleeping in my bed, eating my slop.
Yeah.
You know, do you still get that feeling?
I think you always do. It's like this cult. And once you're out, you're still in. And so you're always judging when you're watching. You're judging, like, ew, I don't want her in the cult. Or, you know, like, and so you do pick out the people that you like the best. And the whole time they're in there, you're like, oh, see, I liked our so-and-so better, like our furniture or design for our room. Ours was better.
Your house was totally different, though.
Yeah,
oh,
totally
it was a different.
Different
house. We had the one-story house.
Yeah, it was completely
and
different.
I don't like the two-story. I don't think I would like the two-story house because I don't like the ceiling height in there in the loft room. I liked the fact that we felt kind of safe and kind of tucked in, because it, you know, we didn't have that big open upstairs area. So I was
Royalty belongs to be on a different level, don't you say? HOH
yeah,
is royalty.
Yeah, I agree entirely. And I like the fact that the HOH room now has a bathtub, which ours didn't have. So that definitely, the HOH room's a lot bigger and a lot nicer. So
yeah. Well, Amy, let's just get to it. I know a lot of people want to know what your thoughts are. And, you know, we've been watching it for years, and we've really never dealt with, you know, disclaimer and all this stuff with racism and everything else, homophobicness and all the stuff that they're spewing out of their mouth, which is absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
let us know what you think.
I really think maybe this is the first year that I feel old, or maybe the cast just seems really immature. I just
immature.
I have been unhappy with them from the get-go, and it's like every time you think that you found the most vile person in the house, someone else emerges, and they're even worse. And it just continues to get worse, and I'm really pretty speechless about the whole season. There really hasn't been anyone, as a coworker of mine, you want somebody to pull for. You want somebody that, you know, hopes that they win competitions and you know, you want at that finality, say, oh, I hope so-and-so wins. And this season, there's nobody there that you really feel like saying that about.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a favorite. I was rooting for Elisa this week because I felt like she was the only one that would have done something, or the HO, well, if the pass house case came in, anybody but Judd, and of course Judd comes in, I'm thinking he's a softie. So after all the jury members came in and fell, I was rooting for Elisa because that's who I thought would probably do something.
Yeah, I was too, for that same reason. I thought if anybody isn't afraid of them, it's Elisa. She's not afraid of them. She will get up there and, you know, shake things up a little bit. And honestly, I'm so mad that Amanda won that veto.
Yeah. I wish she had gone up. I think it should have been Amanda and Aaron. And because Amanda was due to win something.
Yeah.
And McCray probably wouldn't have won because he's more of like the goofy guy, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
So, but, I mean, I guess Aaron's going out. Is that a definite? And please, because I want to see the Julie Chen walkout exit interview. Please.
Oh,
I know she can't say much, but I know she can't say much. No, I said I wish Julie Chen can say something. Don't you want her to say something?
Oh, my gosh, I do. And it was so funny. Marcellus sent me a message a while back, and he said, I wish I would pay them to let me do that exit interview with Julie when she comes out the door.
I would pay money to see that.
I would, too. I love Marcellus. So, Amy, you keep in touch with him the most?
Yes, absolutely I do.
I love Marcy. I know he doesn't like that nickname, but I love him.
Well, we were me, Amy, and Marcellus and a few others were joined together by, we call ourselves the blockers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's our alliance. We're called the blockers. Like,
yeah.
You know, but that's neither here nor there. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Amy. I just want to throw that in as a funny joke.
No, I do. I talk to him. We tweet a lot and we text and stuff. And, you know, I call him Marcellus because he's mine. And he posted on Facebook the other day. He was talking about old sitcoms or old television shows that CBS should bring back with a new cast. And he said that he wanted CBS to bring back Designing Women so I could be Suzanne and he could be Anthony.
That would be awesome.
That would be so wonderful.
That would be awesome. Look, if they're listening, can somebody make it happen? Somebody,
yes,
I know,
please,
we have a lot of people.
Please.
Amy, we have a lot of people listening, so let the listeners know because they are just hardcore and they will go and start a petition right now.
Oh, do start a petition. You want to address it to the Bloodworth Thompsons. Their producers are from Little Rock, Arkansas. They created it. And I think they still live in Little Rock, but they created the Evening Shade Show and Designing Women. for CBS.
Well, she had that on, like, number one speed dial.
Well, no, my aunt and uncle were friends with them. That's how I knew that. But that's why I always watched the show. So, yeah, definitely. I would love, that would be the most amazing, amazing show. That would be so funny.
Okay, if that wasn't the opportunity, but they did say, Amy, we want you back for All Stars next year, what would you say?
It would just depend on where I was then. If I don't know. I mean, in the past, the incentives to do it didn't outweigh the reasons not to do it, which is why I've never done it again. Because they're just the reasons, you know, that they gave me to do it. Just I had so many better things going on that it just wasn't feasible for me to leave for 3 months.
So is that a timing thing? Like, if they catch you at the right time, will you say yes? Is there?
Well, the first time, the show started in the beginning of July, and I got married in the middle of May. So I knew I was going on my honeymoon, and I didn't want to have to come home from my honeymoon and pack and leave for 3 months. It just wasn't something that I could do at that point. And then the next time, at the time, I was just making more money than I would have made if I had won second place. So it wasn't financially feasible because I would have lost money to do it.
So that so it's a maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, yeah. You guys. CBS, come with your money. Come with your money.
It's a situational thing, you know. It's a very situational thing. It was both times. It was just bad timing. The year before, or 2 years before All Star, either of those years, I would have jumped at it and ran. But it just got, you know.
Well, you never know.
The first time I was single, and I wasn't leaving anything behind, really. I mean, I had my little buggy dog, and he stayed at my parents' house, his grandparents, so that was fun for him. So
yeah, you can't leave your husband at your parents' house.
Oh, God.
They could care of him for 3 months.
My mother would kill him and hang him from the palm tree in the front yard.
You still have all your dogs, Amy?
I have little Bucky, my little angel. He's actually at my parents' right now. He spends a lot of time at their house because he loves their yard, and he lived in that house 5 years, so he knows it really well. And it has a doggy door. He can bark at the mailman and the garbage man and the passersby and pedestrians and motorcycles and basically everything else because all he does is bark. But he's my little angel, and he still acts like a puppy, even though he'll be 12 his birthday. And then little Susie Q, who was the Yorkie, passed away back in the winter, and she had been at my parents' also. And then I have little bitty Jose the Chihuahua. He's 9, and he lives here with me.
Aww.
So you're an animal lover.
I am. And he's spoiled rotten, and I wrap him in. He has a baby blanket he's had since he was tiny. And, he's like a little kid.
I knew you had all three, and I didn't know if you still had them or if any of them had passed.
No, little Susie passed away, but she was never in that great of health. And little Bucky and Jose are still kicking and doing well.
I'm a dog lover too, and I just had to ask about them because, you know, I never had kids, so my dogs are my babies.
Yes, I know. And, you know, when I went in the house, Bucky was a puppy. He was born in, I guess, January, and then I went on the house. I went to the house in July, and he stayed with my parents, and that was the hardest thing for me to leave him. I was so upset all summer, and one night before a game, we all had to sit in the living room, and they were showing us something on the screen, and they flashed a picture of Bucky before they
did.
And I went,
cried.
Baby. Aww. And everybody started going, it's Bucky. And I was like, Bob, baby. I was just so upset. But
You were.
That was hard
gosh.
To leave him like that. It was really difficult.
People don't understand how fast you can get.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's hard. I mean, I understand completely how much it had to hurt you to leave that little baby when he's still just a baby.
Well, and the thing is that when I got evicted the first time and they took me back and I'm in this conference room with all these people and I'm sitting at the end of the table and everybody, because this was the first year they were doing the twist that someone came back and they were getting ready to tell me that I may come back. And so they all have these crazy looks on their faces and they're staring at me. And all I can say over and over is, where's Bucky? You better have brought Bucky to L.A. Where's my Bucky? And then Arnold looks at me and he goes, Amy, Bucky's not in L.A. And I was like, what's going on? Something's going on. And so at that point, I knew. But then when I got evicted the second time and little Bucky was there, and it's so funny because my mom walks him out on stage and I totally ignored her. Like, I didn't even look at her. I go, Bucky! And I just ran down. I didn't even pay attention to my mom at all.
Oh my goodness.
My God.
That's so funny.
And after my mom's like, thanks, Amy. I'm really sorry, Mama. His little Bucky and his little tail was going 90 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the first and last time they've brought a dog on stage?
I think that is because he peed on Jewish shoes. And so I don't think a dog was ever allowed back at Big Brother.
How funny.
The dog peed on Julie Chen's shoes. That's epic.
Yeah. He was so excited to see me, and he was wiggling his little tail, and his little butt was shaking, and he was just, like, peeing all over the place. And it's so funny because when you go back and watch that clip, you can see it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, everybody out there, let's YouTube this and
Julie,
put the
like,
links
steps
up.
Back, and then after, you know, after it goes to commercial, Julie, like, runs off the stage.
I'm going to have to rewatch that one. Everybody, go back and rewatch that. And if you can find it, put some links up, because I need to see this. I think everybody needs to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Bucky, baby, MPP. And then everybody made fun of me after we got out of the house. They were like, damn, Amy. Because they made a joke in the house that Bucky wasn't real, that he had died when I was a little kid and my parents stuffed him. And that I was too dumb to know any better. And so I told everybody I had this dog, Bucky. And that Josh said, yeah, they put a water bowl out, and when she leaves, her parents go and dump it out to make it look like he drank the water.
Oh, my gosh.
After the show was over, I was like, meet Bucky. See, he's real. He peed on the stage in the middle of the live show.
It's good to know that. Some things never change how your fellow house guests always question, you know, things about you, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So
we have a few callers on the switchboard.
We have callers. Amy, will you take some callers?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. All right,
we've got a first-time caller.
Ooh, I love it. Pop in the cherry.
You know what we do for first-time callers.
I sure do.
We have a first-time caller. Juan, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, ladies?
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Thank you, Juan. What's your question, Juan? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the nation's capital.
D.C.
All right, D.C. in the house. What is your question?
All right. Who do you guys think is in the best position to win the game as of now?
Let's ask Miss Amy. She is a special guest. Amy, did you hear the question?
Yes, and I'm trying to think.
I can tell you
he's not in the best position. He's more easily than I can who is in the best position.
Elimination. Say who do you think's in the worst position, I guess. Because it's really hard to say right now. It's up. It's like wishy-washy.
It is really tough to say. I would have to say that I don't think that Amanda's going to win. I think that somebody may be stupid enough to take her to the final two, or she may be bully enough to get herself there. I don't think she's going to win. I think if she gets there, the jury's not going to vote for her because she's bullied them the whole time, unless they're a cast that votes on gameplay rather than emotion. You have these casts, some of them vote more emotionally, some of them vote more strategically. They don't care if they liked you. They don't care if you were mean to them. They think you played a better game. Some casts are like, oh, but he was so mean, we're not voting for him. So it really depends on the jury. But I think that there's enough emotion in that jury that they're not going to vote for her to win.
Yeah, no, I really think that whatever happens next week, if McCray or Amanda win, then I think it's all done. One of them are getting to the end and could pick the other one.
You know, honestly, I think that if it got to the end and it was the two of them, McCray would win. Just because people don't like her, and they'll say he floated, just rode her coattails right to the finale.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that this cast is going to probably be by emotion. And
yeah, that's because there's so much emotion in them. I mean, they're always screaming and yelling and fighting. They're emotional people, so I agree with you. They're going to vote emotion, I think.
I mean, I think you guys all have heard. I mean, I got so many tweets on this between the past 24 hours. I really hope this is not true. But we all remember, you know, there was some death threats to certain people's kids in other seasons. Well, I guess
yes.
Amanda, like, told Alyssa or said something about Alyssa's son, Riley, like a death threat. And I really hope that really has to, I mean, the racism, everything's bad enough, but I really hope that's not true. Is that true, Paul? I know you're a live feed watcher. And
no.
Wow.
I never heard that part. I thought maybe there was a conversation like a week ago or something that Spencer made an inference about that. But Amanda has been going after Alyssa hardcore the last couple of days. I mean, and she even acknowledges that she's bullying her right now. But she just got all emotional and decided to take it out on her. And
but that's what she does to everybody. When they get on her target or on her radar, she will not lay off. She is just flat out cruel. I would be ejected if I was in the house with her, because I've never hit anybody in my life, like another female, because I'm scared they'll hit me back. But I would haul off and knock the holy hell out of her, because I wouldn't be able to take it. She gets on my last nerve.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't. I just want to say something real quick that, you know, a lot of people question us as past house guests, like, if we're like them or if they ever, this is the first season, and I just want to say, or if you're going to say something to them, they're going to get the rap of everybody when they come out. They don't even know what they're in for, and I honestly feel bad for them, and I don't know what to say, because I have nothing nice to say to them. I really hope that they bring a positive note to this when they realize how they are portrayed, and that's the real them.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Danielle from Big Brother 3 and All Stars a couple weeks ago, and she said, what scares me and what worries me is that right now they're in the safety and the comfort of the house and sequester. And she said, what is scary is when they get out and they don't have that protection from the outside world, because they're going to encounter, I mean, just the things that I said about Janelle on All Stars when they came and interviewed me, I got so much hate mail. I mean, it was so bad. Imagine what they're going to get from not just Big Brother fans, but people who are barely fans of the show. I mean, they're going to take it harder. They're going to get it worse than any cast has ever gotten it. They really are.
I think this is a great topic, but I want to remind you that Juan was on, and he did have a good question about who you thought was in the best position. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
How we wander off. Sorry, Juan.
Big Brother forever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I don't think it's Amanda. I don't think it's Spencer, even though I would really like to see him, just because I don't like anybody else. I like Alyssa, but I don't think she's in a good position to win unless she can keep pulling out competitions like she's done, like she did last week. She really won when she had to. So if she can keep doing that, I really hope that she would get to the end. Who else is Gina Marino? My God.
Andy, my choices would be Andy or McCray.
See, here's the deal. I can't stand Andy after last week. And
Andy's,
I liked him up until then, but he will just throw you under the bus in a split second. And I know that's part of it, but I don't like the way he does it.
Yeah, I'm over Andy.
Have to say that if I had to really get down to it, I think possibly McCray is in the best position right now.
Yeah, I'd say McCray too.
He's got the bully protection program. I mean, he's got his own Secret Service detail.
Right.
And he doesn't have to win anything. He doesn't have to get any blood on his hands. She's doing it all for him, and she's protecting him.
Yep. She's a shield for him. As long as she's in the house, she's always going to be a bigger target than he is.
Yes. And then, not to mention, everybody's scared of her, except Alyssa.
Yeah, and she gets mad if he doesn't let her win. So, hey, let's less blood on his hands. If she wins 8-8, the blood's on him. So he needs to let her start winning, but she can't win anything unless, hey, here we go.
Yeah,
but, she goes and pulls it out. Yeah.
I like Judd, too.
I like Judd. I just hope Judd makes the right decision. Judd and I do the same thing, by the way. Our professions are the same. He's the only other real estate appraiser to ever be on the show other than me. So I am pulling for him, but I just don't know if he'll make the right decisions. I hope he does. I think he's kind of
quick to buy into
stuff.
He's a softie, right, Amy?
Yeah, he's too quick to buy into other people's stuff sometimes. They can tell him something, and he just believes it right away. He's a little bit too naive when it comes to being able to discern when people are lying or not.
Yeah,
Judd is also afflicted, unfortunately. I'd like him too, Cherry, but I think his paranoia gets in his way too much.
It does. And after the type of eviction he had, I mean, I can understand him being paranoid, but when you get that paranoid and it takes over like that, it really messes you up.
Well, Amy, I don't know if you watch the feeds or have ever watched him, but I have been watching him, and his paranoia was rampant for like 2 weeks prior to him being evicted. So, I mean,
See, I didn't know that. That explains a lot. That's why he was evicted. That's part of why he was evicted then. When people start acting really paranoid, the people in the house think they must have a reason to be really paranoid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You have to lay low
also,
in the house.
Mm-hmm. And if you start freaking out, you're gone.
So
she's allowed to freak out.
Juan, who do you think is in the best position to win the show?
I would say maybe Judd.
Well, I would be happy with that. If he did, I would be happy with it.
Because I seen him last night. Last night he'd been making a few alliances. Maybe he been trying to go under McCray's wing, so he might just slide by, you know?
Well, we will see because, you know, at this point, kind of Judd's missed out a few weeks. And also, he's like, he said it best, Switzerland, you know? He is going to go at this point wherever the power is. And this week, Alyssa was the power. Now he's got to figure out who's going to win next week. And you know, obviously the odds are better in McCray's side, but I'm sure he's doing alliances on a lot of different ends. That's how Judd does.
Exactly.
J-U-double-D.
Well, the problem
really
is...
He really can't stand Amanda. He was asking last night if he poured Gatorade on her, if he would get in trouble.
He wasn't addicted to drinking gin.
No, he can't do that. He would get in trouble. But I was with...
He did it to gin.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
On her. I was with Chris Doherty and his wife, Lori, over the weekend, and they are from his state, and they told me that they get phone calls asking if they're related to Judd. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
He's from Tennessee.
Yeah. And they actually get phone calls because their last name is spelled the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they get phone calls asking if they're related to Judd Big Brother. Yep. So they're not related, but people think they are because, you know, that reality.
Stop calling them.
Connection.
Stop harassing them, people.
Hey,
you know what? That's not as my mother got calls from the smoking gun. So
No kidding.
It could always be worse.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The thing with Judd is he was, regardless of what they thought in the house, he was totally loyal to the Goof Troop, which was Amanda McCray, Andy, and Judd.
That's true.
And now he has made an alliance, which I don't know is going to be real or not, but he's made one with Spencer, Andy, Gina Marie, and I just think that he's going to sit there and go, I don't know if any of these alliances are true or not. So he doesn't know
what's going on. He doesn't know his own lies. I mean, he's going to like trip his own self up and fall on his own face. I mean, he is just so bad at playing the game right now, especially when it comes to crunch time. He really needs to pick a side, and people talk. You know, especially that house, and especially with Andy, everything gets back to everybody. Everybody knows.
I was just about to say that. That's the exact thing. If maybe he had gone and tried to start something with Spencer and Gina Marie by themselves, maybe in a distant galaxy, there may be a possibility. But throwing Andy in the mix, boom, it's destroyed before it even starts.
Yeah.
Before we let Juan go, I want to let you know that off the air, he says he's trying out to get on Big Brother himself. Is that true, Juan?
Yes.
Oh, good luck.
Yes.
Maybe you'll be part of the family.
You'll be talking with us next year. You never know.
We talk on Twitter, Miss Costa.
Oh, all right. I love it.
Well, good luck. Good luck, Juan. And in your interview, I always tell people this. Be completely yourself.
Thank you. Amen.
They can tell when you're not.
They can. They can tell bullshit.
They use a lot of psychological assessments when they are casting, and they can really tell if you're just telling them what you think they want to hear or if you're being honest. So just be yourself.
All right. And I'm going to take Dan's tips. I don't know on his website, he has 5 tips.
Oh, yes, so, absolutely.
Definitely. But, like, at the same time, be yourself. Don't go by those tips. Kind of use your personality and see how you fit into that.
You look at those and put your personality. You have to be yourself. That's just the most. And I'm sure one of his tips has to say something along that line. I haven't looked at them. But that is rule number one, because if you try to be fake in any way or tell them what you think they want to hear, they're going to know it instantly.
And we're not going to say if. We're going to say when you get on Big Brother,
make
sure you give the Red Reality Show a big shout-out, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Good luck, Juan.
Thank you,
Juan.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See, this is what happens every time Michelle and I do a show. We end up talking and getting on subjects, and then we end up
because we're hardcore. Like, we're like talking from the heart. We're not.
Yes, we are. We do this every time.
We don't have an outline. Yeah, we don't have an outline. This is just real talk, and that's why, you know, this show has been going on for so long. It's been about 5 years now. And, you know, it's for the love of Big Brother, and we have all these great listeners. We just had a first-time caller, and I'm sure Cherry's about to say, Michelle, we have another call on the line, and I'm sure it's going to be one of our longtime listeners.
It is.
Wait, we didn't even plan that. Now I'm scripted, people. I promise you.
And we didn't plan that either, but
yeah.
We do, and it is. We have.
All right. I wonder who it is.
You want to guess who it is? Michelle?
You know what? If I'm going to take a wild guess, I'm going to have to say Kansas, but I don't know.
You got it, girl.
You're a wiener.
Our Kansas on the air. How are you, Kansas?
Hey!
Hey, Kansas.
OMG, Amy, I just love you.
Thank you.
This is so wonderful getting to talk to you. Thank you for coming on tonight. It's such a treat.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always so much fun. I've done it several times, and it's fun. I love it. Mm-hmm. I should do it more.
Oh, please do. I love your opinions. I love everything that you've, your thoughts on the show. I'm in agreement with you with so many things. It's not even funny, Amy.
Thank you. I'm so bad about just throwing my opinion out there, and then after I do, like, sometimes I get really mean tweets, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I was just telling you what I was thinking. I didn't mean to make you mad, but
no,
you're
very sweet about it. They know me, and you know they put the disclaimer on me a lot of times because I'm very passionate about Big Brother, and sometimes certain people on the show really tick me off.
Oh, I understand.
There was a lawnmower, and she's about to mow some grass. Go ahead, Kansas.
Do you want to run that disclaimer, Cherry Baby?
Yeah, Cherry, we might have to, just because we don't want a lawnmower.
Because I'm angry as anything, big time.
Uh-oh, we better run it. Here we go.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show, and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required if batteries are not included.
Okay, there
wiping
you go, girl.
Okay,
you're safe.
I'm wiping the sweat from my brow. I'm nervous.
I wish Alyssa would have put up McCray and Amanda together. But if
me
Aaron
too.
Goes, yeah, I think that was
we
a terrible
agree.
Mistake.
I think we all agree collectively as Entire Big Brother Nation, that's what she should have done, but she didn't.
Yes.
Because
she's but if Aaron goes,
right
then
now.
It's okay still.
She's,
as long
she's
as Aaron
personal
goes.
Right now. We just talked about that. She's doing straight up personal heart, what all
right.
of us want to do as a collective human being. We want to get Aaron out. I think we want to do that for a while. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen. Do you think she's going? She will go over Andy, don't you guys think?
She better.
I think she will.
I'm hoping.
She's proven herself as a good competitor as far as HOH is, and I think that they have to be stupid not to vote her out. But then again, they've been stupid most of the season, so I don't really know.
Yes, Amy. Oh.
They got stuck on stupid. Somebody pushed the lever.
Yeah. And
but
it gets you so mad.
That's the logical thing to do. You know, that's the smart thing to do. I just...
Right.
I keep been saying week after week, I hope they're smart enough to get rid of Amanda, but they haven't been, so I don't know.
Oh,
don't
let's talk about Amanda, Amy. There's the name of choice right here, baby.
First of all,
oh,
she
boy.
Needs to put on pants and get running around the house with Band-Aids over her nipples. Nobody wants to see that.
And how about how she called Jesse the slut, Amy? And she called Jesse the slut. Let me seriously.
I really have to say I loved it when Jesse said, you're not wearing pants right now.
I love you know, and as far as Jesse's comment when she walked out the door, all I have to say is, I love you, Jesse. I effing love you.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean,
that was wonderful what she did.
I think it was F you, Amanda, you effing bitch.
I'm just, and I love her for it. I effing love Jesse for saying that to her.
I do too. And, you know, I got to a point where I wasn't a huge Jesse fan, but after she stood up to Amanda, I was like, thank goodness somebody's not a little chicken baby kindergartner.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, I got to ask you guys a question, and I know I'm sure you guys saw it and read it and saw the video. Do you guys think Helen got pushed off? Because when she got pushed off, it didn't show that she seemed like she got pushed off, but I saw her hand in that video.
I saw that hand too, Michelle. Oh, yes, she was pushed off.
My mother, I didn't see it. My mother called me, and she and my dad saw it, and they said the same thing. My mom said, there's a hand. Now, let me tell you something. Here's a good idea. I will look it up, and I will show it to my husband because he is in, he owns a PR marketing and advertising firm, but he deals a lot with film editing. So he'll
so he
be
can
able
see if it's CG?
He'll be able to look at it and have a better understanding of if it could be faked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be CG.
That was my first thought. Was it could have been, you know, they could have done that. Because you can edit anything in video.
Exactly.
But it's a question of whether or not it was, because my mother called me and she was like, they pushed her down. She was so
mad. But it was
mad.
So quick. Like, somebody would have to have, like, timed it perfectly to make sure they got it right when she fell off. You know what I mean? Like, what I mean is they aired it. Like, it came up on the live feeds right away when it happened, not 5 minutes later and all of a sudden there's this video.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It would
that's
be so
true.
Quick for somebody to do that. And there was other people that fell off. Why wouldn't have they done it for somebody else? Like, it just to me seems like it was just weird. And then they showed, obviously, the guy with the red hair coming in the backyard, calling them names.
We didn't get to see
as
that,
we
though.
Saw, there was other things that came in the backyard, too. So that we can just... I guess they called them pussies or something. I don't know. I think...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, but let's talk a little bit about you guys. Have you heard the rumor that supposedly there was a Pandora's box today?
Yes.
You think Jesse came back? Do you think
they
Jesse
showed
Flex
a, I saw
muscles?
Something that makes it look like it possibly was. Because they showed
yeah.
Alyssa getting all excited in her room.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder what it is. Yeah,
I hope it's
I mean,
something that bites Amanda, you guys. I'm sorry.
Well, they also are having, I know Paul has probably watched a lot of this, and you too, Kansas. They've been having a meltdown over this photo booth. They think it's like
yeah.
a trick.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. The psychological
they're
game
like,
that plays with
whoever
you.
Whoever takes the
awesome.
Most pictures,
oh, man.
Amy, they're like, whoever takes the most pictures is going to get the diamond veto.
Well, Alyssa didn't take
awesome.
Any, so that's not good.
That is, so let's put it this way. Gina Marie is going to break the lens eventually. Gina Marie
is
going to break the lens.
That is a prime example of how that plays with you mentally. You've been there
yes.
so long. You haven't been out in the world. That's a prime example of the unique stress that you go through. And you start thinking these things, and you believe them.
Yeah.
And
that's
the messed up thing is, you come out of the house and you kind of still believe that stuff's going on in your real life. Like when you see people whispering, you're like, are they trying to evict me from the grocery store? Like, what are they doing, you know? It's just a mental game, and leaving it, watching
yeah.
it happen and unfold, you're just kind of like screaming at the TV. And I understood why a few of my family members broke some TVs while I was in the house. I get it. It's just like such a crazy game to be in that house. And that's why I think that we get a lot of backlash, because we actually put our opinion up on Twitter and on Facebook. And you guys follow us, and people follow us because they want to know our opinion because we were in the house. And then yet, when we state our opinion because we actually lived it, there's people that bash us who never lived in the house. And
yeah,
don't get me
totally.
Wrong. There's nothing wrong with your opinion. But you're bashing us on your opinion of who you think I am as a person because you hate
yeah.
me or like me or whatever. We're
that's
actually basing it on living in that house. We're giving you our perspective. And there's people out
right.
there that just really piss me the hell off, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
yeah,
I'm sure
it
Amy,
really annoys me. And Marcellus actually sent out a tweet the other day to a bunch of former house guests, and he said, we should start a, what was it he called it, some a worldwide block or something, so that all the Big Brother alumni, if one of us block them, we all block them. Like, we stand together. If we're going to cry, if we're going to trash one of us, you're trashing all of us, and we're not going to listen to you. Any of us will not, you know, none of us will listen to you. And I thought that was the best idea in the world. Of course, Dan, who's Mr., you know, I'm so friendly and get along with everybody, comes back, and he's like, oh, I'm sure everybody's really nice. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
are you
of course.
Serious? Because you haven't seen my Twitter in recent months. But, yeah, you get people who are just, and they're tearing you up over your opinion, like you said, Michelle, and that's their opinion.
Right.
And they're, like, calling you a bully for saying something about the show, and they're bullying you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all allowed to have our opinions.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
I just
don't...
said something kind of really not meaning anything by it, you know. Just a lot of times, like, you know, I'll talk about what, well, for instance, you know, what's her face? Amanda running around with no pants on.
Oh, Amy.
She had on those camo pants the other night, and I said, what is she now wearing, Spencer's camo? This
she's
makes
disgusting.
No sense. And then I wrote back, and I said, well, at least she's wearing pants. I can say that for her. So then I'm like, Marcella, these people need a stylist. And, of course, he's like, they don't have enough money for me. And then people start bashing me for talking about Amanda not wearing
yeah.
pants. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? And so I wrote back to the girl, one of the girls who did it, and I said, She goes, what she said was, it's been many years, but all of your comments are always superficial. It's been many years, but nothing has changed. And I look back and I said, first of all, I've never met these people, so I'm not going to sit and try and get them fired from their job and talk about how they need to be, you know, burned at the stake. If I want to make fun of their hair color or their bad roots or, you know, their 80s outfit, I can do that because those things can change. I'm not attacking their character. I've had so many people, you know, just flat out attack me like that and then get mad at me for saying something stupid, like, you know, Amanda's shoes look stupid.
Well, actually, I've never been a fan of Rachel and Brendan's until today, you guys. And I was listening to what they had to say on Rob Cesternino's show, and I was in such agreement. I've never thought I'd ever be in agreement with the two of them, but I was in such agreement with the two of them.
I was the same way until I met them, and they would be sweet. Even my husband was like, oh, my gosh, they're so nice. Because
they are so nice.
What they had to say, their opinions on how they – and something that really killed me with Amanda, that bothered the hell out of me, that she is actually saying terrible things about Alyssa's boy, her 8-year-old child. And this, to me, is despicable. I'm sorry. This is horrible.
You know what my dad
said?
Why
bring the damn
never...
children into this? This is, I mean, and this is what kills me with Amanda. She's showing herself so horrible. I don't agree with the fans, you know, that say they like her or whatever. It hurts my heart, actually, when I hear people saying they like her. I would never viciously attack any of the fans.
But the bully, I mean.
But she's a total bully. She's nasty and just totally despicable. And the things that she was putting in Alyssa's room. Now, I can understand where they're angry with Alyssa because I found something else out. You know, that Alyssa was actually allowed to have a down comforter in the have-not room. And I can see where they would be upset with this. And this I blame on production. That production is actually giving her extra things.
Exactly.
That's wrong.
Kansas, that is such a small number of things that Alyssa has done. It's unbelievable.
No, I'm not saying that she's not deserving of this. I'm just saying I can see where a lot of the house guests are upset with Alyssa because of this. I don't blame Alyssa, though. I don't blame Alyssa for that. I blame production. Production shouldn't be doing that. They should not be showing favoritism towards her. This is not
her
fault.
But her child shouldn't be brought into it, period.
Oh, my gosh. But what Amanda's doing, you know, as far as I'm concerned, what Amanda's doing is just so horrible.
I do agree that Amanda's gone over the edge. I will tell you this, and you can hate me as much as you want. I don't really care. My opinion is, overall, Amanda's strategic gameplay is in the lead.
It's awesome.
It's in the... Excuse me?
I think that her gameplay is great, but I think that things that come out of her mouth, you know, she just
talks.
Like her mouth moves quicker than her brain does, and her brain moves quick.
I wasn't completely done with my comment, but she is one of the best strategic players. I will put her up there with Dr. Will and Dan she's one of the best female strategists I've ever seen on Big Brother.
Then answer me this. Because I can see where you're coming from with that, because I texted something the other night about if you can bully your way to the end, maybe that's a new strategy. Answer me this. That strategy may backfire in her face completely because she's dealing with an emotional cast, and she has bullied and abused every single one of them, so she can't win with that.
I would like to get my point in. I am not talking about her bullying is not the strategy. Her planning ahead, her setting people up for eviction, her finding – I mean, she has done an amazing job at knowing and controlling the game without winning anything.
She has,
Let me finally say this, that she did not start all this despicable – behavior, and I will label it as such, until the other night when, in a really mean way, Alyssa started bringing up that Amanda was pregnant 3 days before she got on the show. And that's what set her off. That's what set Amanda
off. I think the thing is with this cast is that there's so much going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, it's your turn, hit, turn. It's your turn, like, back and forth domino effect that they can't stop. They are in a crash course where one wants to up the other, and they're one-upping each other.
I agree.
It's getting worse before, because we thought it has to get better. Like, they have to understand. They've talked about it. They've had conversations. They've accused each other. They've talked to each other. And people that are talking to other people are ones that should be talked to. And it's just, like, never ending. And I don't care who says what to another person. You should never talk about hurting a child, period.
Exactly.
That's
Thank
disgusting.
You, Michelle.
It's just horrible. You know?
They pulled that crap
and,
with Shelley's kid, the sicko fans. We're doing all that horrible shit with Shelley's child.
And this person's in the house. This person's in the house threatening. She didn't even know about it till she left the house, you know? Where this person in the house is doing that, like, how do you feel like living with somebody like that? Me and Amy know that you have to compete against these people. You have to play. You have to cheat. You have to manipulate. You have to eat toast. You have to freaking have dinner. You have to freaking do laundry. You have to shower. And it's just like you can't get away from these flipping people, you know? And it's just really hard to, like, I hope, does she know that she said this about her son?
I just found out about this listening to Rachel and Brendan, so I don't know if she was in on the conversation or not.
I didn't hear it.
It made me sick when I heard it.
We do have another caller, another first-time caller waiting on the switchboard.
Thank you, Candace.
Thank you. And Sherry, I'm sorry. Thursday, I didn't hear you. The reception was terrible. I had you on speakerphone. When I listened to the podcast later, I heard that you picked me up, and I didn't even know I was on until I heard you say it was. So please forgive me. I would never blow you off.
That's okay, babe. Not a problem. You take care, hon. Thanks for calling in tonight, okay?
Thank you. Good night. Good night, Amy.
Good night.
Bye, Kansas.
Take care, guys.
All right, you too, babe.
That is our spunky Kansas. We love her. She is a staple here. But I love to hear another first-time caller, Cherry. Let's bring them up.
Let's do this. We have Charlie.
Hello.
And what we do for our first-time callers. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. You are on with Michelle Costa and Amy Cruz from Big Brother 3.
Hey, Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, where are you calling from?
Well, I am from Michigan, but I am traveling. Right now I'm in Kentucky, and about 5 miles I'll be in Ohio.
So exciting. So we're on a road trip with you. That's exciting.
Yep, going back home.
So you're a first-time caller. Welcome to Manic Monday. So glad that you're able to call in. And what is your question? You have the beautiful Amy on.
Well, my question was, you said you were in Celebration this past 2 weeks or whatever it was. So was Hayden, and with the new cast for Survivor coming up, how do you feel about him being on it, or your thoughts?
This is going to be the funniest thing. The first, I guess, day and a half I was there, I didn't recognize him because he'd cut his hair. So I had no idea who he was. So then we go, but I knew him on his show. I just didn't recognize him. So then we are at the autograph signing, and all the Big Brother people are grouped together, and I see he's sitting down there, you know, and I'm like, so I look over at Howie, and I'm like, hey, Howie, who is that? And he goes, who is who? And I was like, who is that down at the end of the table? He's like, who are you talking about? And about that time, Hayden stood up to go talk to somebody, and I saw his name tag, and I was like, oh, never mind. I felt so stupid that I didn't recognize him. But I am glad that he's going to be on Survivor. In fact, I saw the promo, and I thought I might. I've never watched Survivor, and I have a lot of friends who've been on it. I've just never watched it, and I thought I may have to watch that.
Yeah. Well, I think you should. It's a good show.
Oh, I have a lot of coworkers who absolutely love it. And a lot of friends who, like I said, who've been on it. It's never something I've gotten into, so I might have to watch it this season.
Well, I'm
excited. I'm excited to see, like, because originally, if you guys know Hayden's story, he was actually supposed to be on Survivor.
Yeah.
And he got switched at the last minute. So wouldn't that be cool to have a Big Brother and Survivor winner?
That would be really cool. I would like that. Now, who's he playing against? Like,
well, he's
in
with Kat. He's with his girlfriend. Kat was on
Survivor. Okay, yeah, she was in Celebration, too. That's what I was wondering, if he was playing against her. Because, they're such a cute couple. They're so pretty together.
They are. They are too cute. And, yes, Hayden did cut his hair, and he does look a little different, but he still looks great.
Can you imagine if those two have babies?
Hair. And when I saw him, I was like, dude, why do you have that bush of a hair going off his head? Because it definitely looks better short.
If they have kids, they're going to have the cutest kids on the planet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Yes, we need to see Hayden and Kat babies.
Oh, my gosh. They will be
Hayden babies.
Adorable.
Hayden babies. But, yes, we're going to have to see that. We're going to have to cheer on. We're going to definitely be talking about that after Big Brother is over, which, oh, my God, I can't believe it's coming up soon.
Like 2 weeks.
I'm like exhausted. Are you guys exhausted? I am so exhausted from the season.
Oh, I know. I'm so ready for them to just get over with so we can see somebody else next year. I don't want them anymore. I don't like them. I hope none of them come back.
So, Charlie, who are you hoping to win this season of Survivor?
Well, my preseason pick was Amanda. When she said her favorite movie was The Goonies, that won me over. But now that the season's going on, I don't think that she can win. I think it probably will be McCray out of everybody.
Okay, so you're talking Big Brother.
He's in a good space. He really is.
Yeah, because no matter what, if they get rid of Amanda, which I'm pretty sure they will, that's an automatic vote for him. And he's playing a good game and not having any blood on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Right, She'll probably bully the jury house into voting for him.
She will.
She'll be like, you better. I'm going to take away your jury house plate.
Do you have
a preseason pick for Survivor?
I believe it's, okay, I can't say his name, but it's Aris's brother. It's who I'm going to pick. I haven't really looked through everything yet because I've been down in Florida the past week, but that's who I think it's going to be.
Oh,
I cannot wait.
Interesting. Yeah, brother. I'm going to have to check that out.
Because
it's going to be interesting to see the families play.
Yeah,
right.
Aris
has already won, so why not just put him, and he can, like, take his brother all the way to the end, then get on the jury, and then convince everybody else for him to win.
Well, that's if he makes it far. We'll see how it works out because there's a good cast this year. So I'm excited to see that aspect of it. And, Charlie, while we have you on, what are you hoping for next season? Do you think it's going to be All-Stars? Do you want All-Stars or do you want a new cast? Are you willing to risk that as a fan to see if we'll put some other crazy people in the house or let's just throw some alumni in there?
Well, my whole thing was what I would absolutely love. It's a season 16, okay? You usually have about 15, 16 people in a house. Pick one person from every single season and do like a battle of the season, and then do all the different twists throughout the years that Big Brother has been on, if that makes any sense.
So you want to bring back – I understand the first part. Can you explain the second part?
Okay, so like you can have like one person be America's player. You can do maybe a week you can throw in the duos twist. You can have, couples here or different twists that happen throughout the year of Big Brother.
So bringing it back in time. Well,
yeah,
that's what you're
saying.
Yeah,
like throw it all in together. And have,
so
like,
you
want to
see past
people.
House guests. You don't want to see new people.
Well, I would like to see new people because I did try out for this year and it would make it easier for me to get on if it was new people, but I don't care. I just love the show. I'm going to love it no matter who's on it, new, old, whatever, mixed.
And that's why we all are here, because we are obsessed with Big Brother.
Right.
And we thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any last comments that you want to make before we let you go? Because I'm sure we probably have a couple other callers and we're going to finish up with Miss Amy.
I just wanted to say thank you for doing this. To be honest with you, I wasn't a fan of you on your season, But coming out of the house and listening to you on this show and other people you've had on this show that I necessarily didn't like to watch on TV changed my, like, whole, like, the way I look at you guys. And, like, even I ran into Spencer from Survivor Token Cheese just Wednesday. And just, like, sitting out and talking, I just want to thank all of you guys for, like, just coming out and doing everything.
Well, thank you for being open-minded.
Remember, the editors are the stars of the show. So a lot of times we're not nearly as bad outside as we appear to be inside.
I agree, Amy, about the editing, but I think it is the Big Brother house that changes.
It's a unique stress that no one can ever understand unless they're put in there. It's a very unique stress, and it does bring parts out in you that you have no idea you even have in yourself.
Right. Well,
we are playing a game.
When you're thrown in a house with total strangers without any of your comforts, you know, you take away all of your electronics, all of your, you know, things that you're used to, your pets, your family, your friends, and you know that you have cameras on you 24/7. You're playing
right.
this game for all this money, and, you know, just everything in your whole life is turned upside down. And how can anybody be their true, honest selves in that kind of situation? You know, whether it be on Big Brother, Survivor, you know, a lot of these shows.
Yep.
And
well,
so I think it's always good for fans to wait and meet the people outside of the house and then give them a chance outside of the house before you truly form an opinion about these people because they're not really – completely 100% who they are under those circumstances. It's
People need to be open-minded. People need to be open-minded and allow themselves, like you said, you've been listening and, you know, you've realized that the type of person that you saw was different. As long as people allow themselves, because some people just automatically hate you and that's it. They don't give you a chance. So for you to be open-minded, that's great, and I hope people follow that.
One of the prime examples, Cherry, that was so well said, was I really, like you, Amy, I really disliked Rachel and Brendan on their season, and Cherry happened to be in Vegas right after their season ended and said what nice people they were, and I had to take my friend Cherry's word for it because I couldn't imagine that they would be as sweet as they are, but Cherry told me, what engaging, sweet, wonderful people they were, and I was shocked.
Yeah, so. I mean, they were absolute. They were the only reality people that came up to Dan's suite and sat in the room in the suite with us and told stories about being in the house, sat there for a couple of hours, and, I
spilled
mean,
drinks
just
on you.
Chatted and spilled a drink on me and then was concerned because she spilled a drink on me and autographed Rich's jeans and just, I mean, it's just amazing. She was so concerned. And she was just so sweet, and so was Brendan. And it was like two different people.
Yeah,
right.
It really was.
I mean,
when I met them, they were just as cute and sweet and nice. And, you know, the relation, I told both of them, I said, I think it's so cool that you met the way you did because it's obvious that they're best friends and my husband and I are that way. And, you know, we're best friends and it's hard, you know, we hate to be away from each other and they're the same way. And it was so cute to see another couple. And I said, I can't imagine how it would be like to meet somebody, to meet your best friend and soulmate in the Big Brother house. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe y'all. But they did, you know, and I just think that was so sweet. And they're very, very nice people, both of them.
And Charlie, thanks so much again for finally pushing the one. You guys don't realize it, but Charlie is frequently on our switchboard listening to the show. And this was the first time he decided to finally join us, and I hope it won't be the last, Charlie.
Charlie,
right.
You've got to
thank
join
you
us
so much.
More.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Take care, hon. I'll put you back on hold so you can keep listening to the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Miss Amy, it's been a pleasure.
Caller.
Oh, we do? Can we take one more caller?
Don't mind.
All right. We can take one more caller.
Okay. We have
Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Oh, yes.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello, good.
So hot up here. I'm stuck between Terry and Paul, and it's just as bad. So hopefully it'll come
to you. It sounds like a good place to be stuck in between, though. I don't know.
So, yeah, if you look at it. A lot of things to talk about real quickly.
Tomorrow
is JoJo's birthday.
Yay, JoJo.
So,
happy birthday.
And Wednesday is Dan's birthday. So everybody's got to write Big John one, you know. And today is the one-year anniversary of Dan's funeral.
Oh.
From last year.
Just to clarify, we're talking two different Dans. Dan Kaminsky's birthday and Dan Giesling's
funeral. Yes.
Yeah.
But the big BB news that happened today was Stacy and Matt Hoffman had a baby girl.
Yay!
Oh,
what?
Do you know what they named her?
So
no. It's so new. I don't think it's more than 2 hours old.
Yay! Congrats, Matt.
And I thought
I just have to say, if you watch the feed, you know about Matt. It is pure justice that he has a daughter because of his fear of their monthly cycles.
You know, things work out for the best.
That's
right.
So funny, Paul.
Congrats to the Hoffmans. I know that Chi-Town Joe, Amy's on. I know you have something to say to the fabulous Queen Bee, Amy.
She's a sweetheart, and she was great in her year, and I'm so happy that I know how you really are, Amy, because I think you see things like I see things with Big Brother when you were talking earlier, you know.
Oh, good.
You know, and like Kansas had mentioned the thing with the child.
Yeah, you want to bring that into it. There's just no point in that. It's completely uncalled for.
Yeah.
And it's wrong.
Shelley, yeah, the thing with Shelley was terrible, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I got online and went off on that because it's so unwarranted. You know, people sacrifice, and I guess, you know, maybe sometimes people don't look at it like that, but people sacrifice 3 months of their lives to put everything they are and everything they know out there so that everybody can, you know, laugh and make fun and do what they'll do. But they do that and they sacrifice that and then have people threaten their families. It's insanity. And I have to say, the people who do that sort of thing, they really need help because that's just wrong, period.
Well, this season is the season of help, needs help.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, my gosh, I bet the CVS psychiatrist is getting her money's worth.
Oh, you can imagine.
Oh, my God, I think she needs a psychiatrist.
They
need,
Zachary,
like, a team of psychiatrists.
Yeah. I was going to say, we had Dr. Zachary, dude.
We had Dr. Zachary, too, Amy.
I bet Dr. Zachary's working overtime right now.
Yeah, sure.
Dr. Zachary's laying down in her own couch. She needs therapy after this episode and this season.
Exactly.
Boy.
She does.
He's like, I need to talk to somebody. Help.
Today is the first day of casting for BB Canada. And they started it today. Yeah. And that came out of Casting Inc. Quietly. And I just wanted to say one thing. And both of you ladies and several other people, but mostly you ladies had talked about this, and Michelle, you talk about it all the time. But I agree about one thing. When people hate cast members, it's okay to hate them, but once all is said and done, you really don't know the people. Like, I went to New Hampshire because I wanted to meet Michelle Costa. But I didn't want her to know who I was until she found out, because I wanted to see if she was really the same person that I thought she was, you know, that I grew to appreciate, in the game and on air, you know. And she turned out to be that way. And how everybody went after Danielle last year, and to hear those beautiful things that Cherry was talking about, how Danielle drove those 7 hours straight up and just did what she did. And I've met so many house guests that I didn't think I was going to like. There are a few I don't like, but that's just me, you know. And I'm sure this year there's going to be a lot more, and they just have no idea.
There's going to be a lot more, and, you know, non-favorites added to the list this year.
Oh, sure. I mean, thank God you got Nick, and you have Jeremy, and you have Caitlin that are out partying all through Las Vegas right now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they are out of this stuff, and they're seeing this. And thank God nobody can really yell at them, and you know, because they were yelling at Jamie mostly. But now you look back and you say, "Wow, you know, you look, you know." I'm embarrassed about Andy in a bit because he's from our city, my city in Chicago. But you know, I guess I'll have to shake his hand if I see him. But
Marcellus redeemed Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that come out of Chicago for some odd reason. I don't know why.
That's true.
It's a big market, I guess you could say. But,
exactly.
But the thing that I always thought for this particular year, and you hit it, Amy, right on the nose. It started off bad, and it's not exactly Amanda's fault because she didn't start that way. We had the problem with Arian and Gina Marie first, and then it went into Spencer, and then, you know, all these people. Wait till they find out they have nothing that they can do when they get out. Nobody's going to hire them or have them. Who the heck would invite them to Celebration? You know?
Yeah, that's true, because it's not going to look good to an organization that's raising money to help children.
Yeah, I mean, or Temecula for that matter, too, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You're doing some, you know, you obviously the people who come to these events, they want to see people they like. I don't mean to be rude, but it's true. They don't want to see people that, you know, want them to, you know, get fired from their jobs and they want to throw stuff at them. That's not what they're looking for. It's not really marketable.
No. But I do agree. I really think, Paul, you're right. I do feel McCray has the best way to the finish line.
Yeah.
I think he can just ride her coattails right on and slide on in the...
He'd be dumb not to.
Actually, for a few weeks now, and I believe this to be true, some people might think he's just saying it, but I think he's ready for Amanda to leave. And
I think he is too, but as long as she's there... He's not going to piss her off, and he's going to ride those coattails.
I agree with him.
Before the show runs out of time, I would like to know, I don't know the answer to this, and maybe some fans don't either. Amy, how did you get, what was the genesis of your moniker, nickname Queen?
Actually, if you want me to be honest, it started in the sixth grade. Because every other little girl in elementary school had the title of princess. And I got really kind of jealous because they found it first. So I said, well, I'm not a princess, I'm a queen. So I just kind of, from there, I took it and ran.
Respectively, there is a princess on here, but you're a princess.
You have your own. No, you're different. I'm talking about those girls who always... the little, you know, prince's mirror in their locker at school. And I was like, because I didn't think about it. I just always, you know, acted that way, but didn't really label myself. And so when everybody else labeled themselves as princess in sixth grade, I automatically went for queen because I was trying to one-up all of them.
Excellent. I would have done that too, though.
It's the... There's
awesome.
A song from the Hustle and Flow soundtrack. It's called I'm a King, and it's a rap song. My husband used to drive around when we used to have several convertibles, and we would ride around with the top down playing the song I'm a King. And my dad asked him one time, he said, why do you love this song so much? And Don said, because I'm a king. And Daddy said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, you tell me I married a queen. I just assumed I was a king.
That's right. Amen to that.
One more thing over the weekend, I just wanted to say, and Jerry can back me up, I'm sure, on this. A listener of the show won first place. Right, Jerry? In the Amazing the Urban Stampede? Keaton, right?
He did not win first place.
Oh, I thought he did.
No, he did not win first place. But I am hoping that we will have him calling in, and we will have the winners of the race calling in. Their names were
Juan.
Oh, that
would be fun.
And Juan and I forget the other guy's name, but I think they'll be calling in on Thursday. I'm getting their contact information, and I believe they'll be calling in to talk to us. So they made it in like 2 hours. They were amazing at that race. And
can we spoil it, or do you want to hold on to it? Did Cowboy do better this year, or do you want to save that for later?
Oh, he did do much better this year. He really did.
I love Cowboy.
He did so much better.
Cowboy actually finished this year?
No. I love him so much. He is so dear to me. I'm a huge fan.
He's doing something in Dallas real soon, a big thing.
He's good. I love him. He's such a good person with a huge heart, and he's just sweet as he can be. I've always been a huge fan of him.
I love hearing that. I hated when we had Evil Dick on what he said, and I love that you recognize what a wonderful man and good-hearted person Cowboy is, because we know that firsthand here at the Rad Reality Show. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. I always say the guy with the biggest heart and the biggest hat when I bring him on, because he does have the biggest heart. And, you know, he's raising, you know, children on his own. He's got his disabled mom living with him. He works full time, and he does so many charities. And he's all about giving back. And he just works so hard at doing as many charities as he can. He met this girl at his job, and she's working hard on a charity, and somehow he's fitting it into his busy life that he's going up there next month to help her with her charity.
Yep.
And he just did Marion David's charity in Kentucky, and he's, you know, doing the one Toys for Tots in December. He just does as many charities as he possibly can to give back, and he's done that since he's been off Big Brother. And
yeah, he has.
He just always tries to do as much as he can to give back. So, you know, Michelle does too. Michelle does as many charities as she possibly can. And I think that's just amazing, you know, that the reality people that go on these shows, it's so nice to see them out there giving back and doing what they can for charities. And, you know, the Give Kids the World, I think that's just such an amazing event. All of these charities, any of them that give back in any way, I think the people that go to them, that give back, that go there and have their fans come out for them, that's the best thing they can do, is just to show up for these charities and have their fans come out, because it brings people to the charities and it raises funds for the charities, and that's what's important. And
well, it is. You're given an opportunity, and you should do something positive with it.
Well, yeah,
right.
You definitely should.
I think
especially with the type of fans we have. I mean, they're so awesome and amazing and hardcore, and
yeah,
you know,
loyal.
It's like a domino effect, you know. So they always want to help out.
I am interrupting only because do we have a few more minutes? Somebody just popped on the switchboard that's in our chat room, Big Brother fan, and do you have a few more minutes, or
I think it's another first-time caller, actually.
All right, let's do it.
Okay,
thanks,
one more.
Daniel, thanks so much for calling in tonight. You're going to be our last caller of the evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in. You're on with Michelle and Amy.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia. Me and Michelle talk on Twitter all the time.
Oh, I love my Twitter. I love my Twitter people calling in tonight. Well, thank you so much for being a first-time caller. Welcome to Manic Mondays. You have the Queen Bee Amy on, and I'm sure you've been watching Big Brother. What is your question?
Well, I was wondering, what do you two think the possibility is still this week before Alyssa's head of household reign ends that Pandora's box is going to be released?
I hope it was released today. Wasn't there rumors that it was released today?
Yeah, me too. I think it was released today by what we gather. We didn't see a lot of Alyssa on the feeds, and there was some stomping going on, so it might have been today.
I'm just curious, what does everybody think was in Pandora's box? I think if I released Pandora's box, I would have given Alyssa Diamond Power Veto and released Rachel onto the house.
Oh my gosh,
that would have been beautiful.
That would have been awesome.
Here's my thoughts on it, Daniel. I think that is a strong possibility that the production will give her a power. Diamond Power Veto is a good guess. My other feeling is it has not yet happened. I know there's speculation that it did, but let me tell you, having watched year after year after year, there's no way that we would not hear them talk about it on the feeds, that it would not have been gone to trivia, that the house guests would have said, my God, I can't believe Rachel was in here. I just don't think it's happened yet, but
you think something would have leaked.
Yes.
One thing we do know is that the Zingbot was there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I loved hearing about Andy's Fluter comment.
I can't wait to see Zingbot on TV. I can't wait to see
what Zingbot said about
everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's so bad about this? My husband claims that he doesn't watch Big Brother, okay, and he hates the show. But I make him watch, you know, because I'm watching. And so not too long ago, I mean, this is like in a January. Big Brother hasn't been on, you know, since September, October. And it's in a January, and he makes some comment to me, and he goes, zing, and punches, like, kind of pokes me in the arm, and I'm like, you did not. And he's like,
No, he did.
And he does it all the time. I love it. I'm like, I can't believe you're zinging me. And he does it a lot. I think it's great.
So,
that's
Amy,
awesome.
if you had Zingbot in your season, actually, it goes for Michelle's season, too. What do you think the Zingbot would say about you two ladies?
Zingbot would have been all over me about the cheese and the whatever, the booze that I was perceived to drink constantly, even though they didn't give us that much. And he would have definitely gotten me on the cheese thing.
What about you?
All right. Well, the Zingbot probably would have said, Jesse, this is for you! And I hate my unitard. Something along those lines. And he'd probably give me his back.
Oh, I so hope Pandora's Box is released this week. What do you think Amanda's reaction is going to be if it is what I was suggesting it may be?
Oh, my God.
I mean, what do you think it's going to be? Well, you said it. You hope it's Rachel that's let loose, right?
I think
that would be awesome. I really think that would be so awesome. And Amanda would die. And I have to say, I loved the look on her face when she found out somebody was coming back. I can't imagine how she would react to that, but it would be classic. I would love it.
I would have to say
Jesse popping out, because why not? We say Jesse one more time.
Jesse is filming a show and also wrestling right now. Come on.
Get rid of me. That would be great.
Yeah.
The thing is, if she has the Diamond Power of Veto, she will not tell anybody, or she's not allowed to tell anybody.
Let's hope not. She likes to spill the beans a little bit.
And if something bad is released on the house guests, they're going to, just like the MVP questioning, they're going to be paranoid. for several weeks wondering, okay, something bad happened to us. What was the good thing that happened for Alyssa?
Yeah.
You don't think that she would use the Diamond Power of Veto before her end of head of household?
Wow.
Why would she
I don't think even the Diamond Power veto, because Amanda has the POV, she wouldn't be able to put Amanda up, and I think she would rather use the Diamond Power veto to get Amanda out than put McCray back on the block. So I don't think she'll use it this week. I think it will happen if she is put on. She's going to save it because she's sure that she's going to be a target.
Exactly, and she'll use it to take herself down. Yeah,
right.
That would make sense. She'll save it for herself.
I guess we'll find out soon.
Well, we will find out soon.
I got to tell you what Chi-Town Joe just typed in the chat. You'd appreciate this, guys. He says, "Send Jerry in as in the Pandora's box."
Oh my gosh!
Oh.
That would be exciting.
Maybe we should send in Amy or Michelle or both of them.
I would love to see that.
Put
especially
some royalty in the house.
See Michelle released.
Woo!
Yeah.
They wouldn't even know what hit them. It'd be the Portuguese tornado coming. I'd chew them up, spit them out. Oh my gosh! I would love to pop out of Pandora's box in that house. Oh boy! But that's only a dream that we can have.
Amy, you got to go in BB10. You got to do a little video or whatever, I guess, for All Stars about Marcellus. Do you feel like we've been kind of robbed in recent seasons of not seeing past house guests participate like they used to?
I absolutely think that the fans have not only been robbed of seeing past house guests, but I think that the house guests have been robbed of doing some things that we used to do that they're not allowed, that they don't get to do now. Like, I remember I had a competition where I won a day cruise, and Jason and I went on this day cruise, and June Song got to go to the VMA Awards, and,
yes,
you know, there used to be all of this really fun stuff, and I'm going to be honest with you, once Arnold left and Allison took over, it slowly started dwindling, and I think it's the fact that she can produce the show for as cheaply as possible, and she's not giving away these great prizes like we used to get. They bribed us. I remember I got $10,000, a shopping spree, a $1,500 shopping spree, a day cruise.
They don't do that anymore.
And don't forget about Big Brother 8 on Dick's season when his daughter Danielle and Amanda got to go on that game show.
Deal or no deal or something like that.
Yeah, they got to go on a game show. There was an instant. I mean, there have been several where people have gotten to leave the house to do special things.
I think the last time.
They gave away a car one time.
Michelle,
I know Memphis won a car, and I think I was the last person that actually ever left the jury house and has been the last person to leave Big Brother since my season. I don't think they've let anybody. I went on a helicopter ride to Catalina Islands to meet Dan.
Yes, that's right. You sure do. And I think you were the very last one.
And he almost drowned in the waters of the Pacific Ocean off of Catalina Islands. He's lucky there was camera crews. No, but
that was it. They've never had a situation where people have won a trip out of the house since you did that.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of a season staple, you know. And I think that not only have they robbed the fans of doing the things where, you know, former house guests host games or that sort of thing, I think they've robbed them of actually the good prizes, too.
Yeah.
Well,
most of the cast this year doesn't deserve any prizes.
This season doesn't deserve any prizes, you're right.
Good point, Charlie. Well taken.
Very good point, yeah.
Or Daniel, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Daniel, thank you so much. I'm glad that we were able to take your call because we've gone way longer than we planned. I love that you stayed on, Amy.
Yes, thank you.
But
Daniel, y'all are not going to believe this, but I actually have to go play in an HOH competition.
I believe it, and don't forget our final two deal, Amy. and the Portuguese Princess.
But
we're going to take over.
Michelle, you should do this. It's really a lot of fun. There's this thing called Vivid Games, and they do Survivor, an amazing race and all this. And I got talked into it somehow. But it's like an online thing, but it's really a lot of fun. It's amazing how much, because I'm playing Jen from BB8, Andrew from BB12, Ashley from BB14, and Alex from BB9, and it's us as the veterans, and we're playing with these fans of the show, and it's hilarious. It's actually a lot of fun.
Really? Well, ask me next year, because it's too late for me to come now, right?
I will, yeah, because we're in week 6, I guess, but I have to win HOH tonight.
Well,
but
I hope
it
will
be on YouTube. Thank you. It'll be on YouTube, I guess, the whole thing where all of our diary rooms and stuff are in there in October. And it's really fun. It's so much fun. But, Michelle, I will pass your information along to the guy who plays, or the girl who plays Julie, the host, and produces the show every year, because it's done primarily through online stuff and Facebook and, like, private messages and stuff, but it's really crazy, and the dynamic of it is very similar, but the only difference is you don't know who's talking because you can't see them go off into the have-not room and start setting it up. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. But you do win prizes, and you do, you know, you get a little stipend, and you win overall. It's a really fun thing.
How long have you been doing this, Amy? This is not the first year?
No, this is on it's on its 8th season, but this is the first year I've done it.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. They've had a lot of past people do it. I know Brendan and Rachel were talking about getting involved next year, maybe. But it's just a neat, you know, and so now I have to go compete in HOH, and it's one that I really need to win, and we've had all kind of drama going down all day long.
Well, I hope you win, girl.
Once it's over, and tell us all about it, and give us the link where we can go and watch it in October.
Oh, I will, definitely.
Yeah, let us know all about it when it's over so we can go and watch it, and we'd like to hear all about it at the end and hear how you did, and I'd like to hear more about this, and I know Michelle would, and all of our fans would, too.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
That's going to be a lot of fun
to
watch.
When we wrap it up, I definitely love to come back on, and we'll talk about it.
You better win.
I know. I've got to. It's desperate this week.
Well, thank you so much. We love you here on Manic Mondays, Amy. You are the queen bee.
I love y'all too. Thank you so much, Princess. Thank you. And I will talk to y'all soon. Just let me know anytime. I'll be here.
Thank you so much, Amy. You have a great night and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw, sweetheart.
Amy. Yes, and I love all our first-time callers. That was awesome.
What a great night of callers we had.
Yes, and, you know, it just keeps going word of mouth, and we're here because of you guys, like, you know, so I really appreciate you. I know so does Cherry and Paul of you guys listening in every week, tuning in if you can't make it for the show, calling us, listening in on the phone, and just thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you guys a lot. That's why last week we did the show for you guys, and we're going to keep this going. And, of course, thanks, Big Brother, for giving us something to talk about, baby.
All right.
And Michelle
Daniel
always
and
has wonderful guests. Week after week, she always puts on an epic show. You never know who Michelle's going to bring on, but you know it's always going to be somebody special that you're going to want to hear. And I don't know how she does it, but she brings on some of the most amazing people, just like tonight, bringing on Queen Amy from Big Brother 3. You never know who she's going to have next week or the week after, but it's always somebody that you're going to want to hear from. And so continue to tune in week after week and find out who she's going to bring on next, because she always surprises us.
No pressure, Michelle.
No. Let me just look through my address book and see what we get.
Hey, Daniel, we want to say a proper goodbye to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
for
Daniel.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I know it's towards the end of the show. I got my time zones wrong. So
that's all right. Don't worry about it. We make time for you, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter.
Yep, I'll be sending you a message in a bit.
Okay.
We hope
well, thank
call
you.
Back anytime soon.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Represented. My favorite present tonight. And I also, you guys, I say this every Monday, but make sure you guys go download your free TV Talk app on your Android or your iPhone. And I know if you guys like listen to Manic Mondays, you guys would love to hear what me and Ronnie have to say after the live eviction show. And once you guys answer back the talk back question, we actually talk about it. So it's just like you're talking to a past house guest. So if you're not able to make it on here, TV Talk, vice versa, but you got to make both. That's the pleasures of technology. If you miss it, we're taped. Oh, boy. There's tapes of us, Cherry and Paul. Ay, ay, ay.
And just like here, if you can't make it to Manic Mondays, you can always listen to our podcast. You click
That's
on
right.
the same link that I put out for the show. And you can listen to the podcast at your leisure, whenever you're doing your housework or at work or driving to and from. Just click on the link and listen to the show whenever you're available to listen. So we thank our podcasters. I know that there's plenty out there who listen to the show when it's good for them. And there's lots of them out there who can't make it to our live show. A lot of people on the West Coast can't quite make it this early, but they listen to it religiously, and they call me sometimes and say, oh, I listened to Michelle's show, and it was great. And, you know, they just can't make it at this particular time because West Coast time, this is a little early for them. Sometimes some of them are still driving home. Some of them are having dinner. But they don't miss a show. And so podcasters are so important to us, and we love each and every one of you. And just like...
I guess it's time to wrap it up, Cherry, huh?
Yep, just like the TV Talk app. You can click on both of them and listen to them.
Yeah.
And listen to them
I like to do
ready.
It when I'm driving, Cherry. You know, when you're driving to work, you just don't want to go to work. I just listen to them because, like, I get excited
radio.
When you know you're there. Yeah.
You don't have to listen to commercials.
Well, hey. I'd rather just listen. But Cherry and Paul, you always do wonderful things, the two of you. Thank you very much. And let's sign off.
Well, we will do that. Thank you, everyone. Make sure you're here on Thursday for Cowboys Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. He will be talking about the Kentucky Urban Stampede this week and have some special guests on to do that with. I'm going to wrap it up with Ron, as I always do. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Here's Ron to wrap up the show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Again, have a great week, everyone. Take care, be kind to each other, and God bless.